One sees the people's story. The mind. Who will gain from the truth? Mr. Spence, he's not your
I know it's paying for my college and my books. You know, we also have responsibilities at home. We help put out wildfires and back up all the
time. So, by one of two ways. One is by complete altruism, and the other is by total selfishness. And the moral of the whole thing is
they said to me, you have to have a press agent. So I had a little money saved, you know, high school. I've had a bank account since I was like six. I've always had a PS20 in Flushing. I've always had a bank account, something. And I've always had like $300 somewhere, you know, in some account somewhere. So I got to the show business, everybody said to me, the first thing you must have is a press agent. Because you have to have a press agent. So I saved up. I had a guy, I won't mention his name, I don't want to embarrass the guy. $100 a week, forget about it. For me, $100 a week was like, that's it. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take 5 weeks, $100 a week, and I'm going to get a guy, and he's going to be the greatest. So I go to him, $100 the first week. Nothing in the paper. Not even the Brooklyn Eagle. Zero. I said, so-and-so, I don't want to mention his name. What's happening, you know, like $100, what happened? They're talking about you, baby. They are talking about you. Now, 2 more weeks go by, it's $300. Today it's...
Andy? Are you okay?
Yeah. Sure, I'm fine.
Good. Well, I had a really nice time.
Yeah. Me too.
Of course, you know, I've always had a really nice time with you.
Same here.
But...
Yeah.
You understand.
Shakes me up. Can you imagine what it did then, $300? I'm really, it's ridiculous. I'm scared. I don't know what's going to happen, $300. They're talking about you, baby. The end of the fifth week, forget about it, right? That's it. $500, a life savings. Nothing. I come in, I'm angry, I'm mortified, I'm embarrassed. Everything. I said, what does this mean? Like $500, nothing is... They're talking about me. What are they saying? They're saying, whatever happened to Wilton? We don't hear about it.
Well, the food here was excellent.
At all, except in terms of others. When you say, I love myself, what do you mean? You mean you love being alive. And when you push it, you see, this is the point, to push it to an extreme. So, the left-hand path is a very dangerous way of going about things, because nobody approves of it. I was discussing this morning with my father that sometime in the distant past we had witnessed a comedy wherein the stage was set of a man asleep in bed in a highly Victorian bedroom with all kinds of fancy furniture and terrible stuff, you know. And the alarm clock goes up. And he wakes up in a total rage. He immediately picks up his shoe and smashes the alarm clock. He then gets out of bed in fury. He rips the sheets to pieces, overturns the bed, finds a hammer somewhere, and starts breaking up all the crockery, the windows, and still the place is a total demolition. Finally, there is left in one corner one of those enormous standard lamps. You know, with all the sort of gewgaws on it. And he takes several runs at this, and finally he picks it up and he flings it in the air. And as it comes down, it bounces. It's made of rubber. And this is the flip, you see? The
I'm going to recommend it to my sisters. How many stars did it get?
3.5.
This is an ancient idea, but it's one that's not common, because it's too scary to think that perhaps we have a hand.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Characteristics of an impulse wave is first that wave 4 never enters the price territory of wave 1.
Till all that remained was the walking, the feeling of your feet on the sand, the sound of the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders, the breeze on your cheek.
One should also examine the intellectual bases of psychological principles.
The actionary waves 1, 3, and 5 are motive waves themselves. And wave 3 is always an impulse wave.
And now we're back in the United States, and it's several years ago. Robert Montgomery is coaching Eisenhower before his first appearance on television. Robert Montgomery and Eisenhower.
All right, Mr. President, you have no reason or right to be nervous. Don't be nervous. You look in the camera, and if you forget your lines, you read them off the card.
Is it someone else?
No.
Six until nine here on K-Sky. We'll visit with the new White House press secretary. Tony Snow is going to join us on K-Sky to talk to him about his first
Did they did not die?
Well, no, obviously some people died. The question is which people died?
Okay, who do you believe died? Who do you believe died and how many died?
That's not the basic question, Michael. The basic question is what's the physical evidence here?
I'm asking you, okay, there...
Just feel...
I want to show you something I got you.
for me?
Yeah, open it up.
Oh, but... And his...
Nick, jump in here. A woman is doing her thing. Why do we have to watch?
Oh. This is beautiful.
Thanks. It's a Gainsford reproduction. Boston, late 1880s. I sent away for it right after we had our first date.
Oh, I just love it. It's...
To make sure that it's actually happening.
I'll buy that. Make sure we're not hallucinating.
Yeah, maybe to to file it away, in case it's a long time before the next.
New metaphysics. All the paperwork is signed, even the soft cyber kind. Even if it was never registered by a conscious mind, even long after it was ever needed to be, just doesn't matter.
Heartedness, and the people are amazingly friendly. They love Americans, and they have this viewpoint that is just unparalleled anywhere. The one thing I did notice that was different about my last trip, though, is that it seems that some of the market people were a little too aggressive. It's like they must be suffering a little bit economically somehow. But other than that, there was not a single moment where I could say I felt any kind of fear.
Collects recite.
Yes. It is pretty special.
Excellent.
Two excellent answers. So perhaps you'd like to elaborate on the filing it away part?
File it away for what?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Come on, Nick. We're finally treading on some familiar territory here.
Mom's in the kitchen making jello with fruit. You lock yourself in the bathroom.
Don't wait, Nick. Really, I grew up with three brothers. The closets are like pornography museums. More visuals. More visuals.
You know, you're right.
This whole, oops, I got this thing on. I had a problem a couple weeks ago. I was in Twin Falls, Idaho, and, yeah, am I on now? Okay, that's another problem.
It almost makes me want to learn how to smoke.
Identity and Mission, author of three books, Close, Extraterrestrial, and...
the sound of a seagull in the distance. For that time, your image of yourself was lost in the totality of the moment. You were not clinging to anything. You were not holding on to the experience. It was flowing through you, around you.
A chapter on killers and criminals that I wanted to sort of get out of the way with two riddles that aren't very funny, which you're used to by now, I'm sure. One of them is I have a chapter on criminals. What do you get when you cross? Long drug habit, a quick temper, and a gun? And the answer is 2 life terms for murder, earliest release date 2021. Question, and this is killers. What do you get when you cross 2 nation states, a large corporation, 40 tons of poison, at least 8,000 dead human beings? And the answer is retirement with full-paying benefits. And that's one question of pornography. Oh, I want to say one other thing first. I have a chapter on killers and criminals that I want.
Or theories. Or therapies. Because everybody who speaks a language at all has underneath the surface of the language or the figuring.
I tied up with Harry Potter. I love India very much, have visited, but I have to say that I'm not sure that this is something for me. But
No, we can move on. We've got to be strong of heart in this business.
Yes, we do.
Okay, what we are well known for out here, David, is Indian pornographic films.
Frankly, I'm not interested in doing, and I don't think Joe Rowling would be interested.
But Harry Khan is such a sweet boy, and when he walks on the tightrope and he talks to the animals like in Mowgli, you know, in the Jungle Book, it's a little bit of light pornography.
No, I'm not interested in any light pornography. Thank you very much. I've actually got to run.
Yes,
take care. Bye.
It's Hindi.
If you built up any credibility, this is the time to use it.
TheSerialCoolness.com. TheSerialCoolness.com. Com.
Hi, it's Jesse.
Hey.
How are you?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Is Tom there?
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
DHT is Tom.
Tom, how are you? It's Jesse.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Dan's not in yet, right?
He actually is.
Okay. Hey, when I was leaving the other day with Gary, did I notice you guys packing up?
Yeah, we were, we had to move an office.
Now, is that Gil Hoybich's fault?
No, I mean, it's just part of a settlement.
A settlement of what?
Between Comcast and us.
What did Gil Hoy do, specifically?
He's the one who negotiated the deal.
Right, but that was a mistake on his part.
Well, I mean...
For you, as far as your well-being.
Right now, I mean, this is what we have to give up in the interim and the long term and wait.
But what did he say that did that, though?
He negotiated a deal where for us to get X amount of money, we had to give up an offer.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, so it's just the way it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's the office,
yep.
Not the studio?
No. Oh,
okay. Okay.
Yep. Still here.
Let's look at some diagrams and demonstrate these rules for impulse waves.
Dan said that the revolve, I don't know the nomenclature for it, but I guess every time I do a new show, he edits it and then it goes out.
Uh-huh.
However, you're still showing, you know, Esoteric Vibes Episode 1.
Okay.
From June 15th when we videotaped it. So I was wondering if you were going to do the next one with, that I did with, you know, the woman that came in with the baby and the, you know, scruff.
You got to talk to Andy.
Yeah, okay. Let me talk to Dan for now so I can book this next date that I'm going to do on the 12th.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, hang on.
BAT. Hello? Hello, Jesse?
Yes, how
What's
are
going
you?
On?
How does November 12th, usual time work for you?
What day of the week is that?
It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday at 12?
It's the only time this guy can make it.
That's fine.
Okay, Wednesday 12th.
November 12th.
Yeah, it's going to be Chris Azzotto from Focal Point Opticians.
Sounds good.
And, yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
Very good. I'll see you then.
Okay.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Justin. I was calling you back. I was working out on the Pinto when you called. But anyways, I got those flashing lights installed on cars so, you know, we'll be able to get through traffic real fast and easy, you know. And I need you to call me back and some advice on how we can get the old Pinto off the block. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
On the far left, you see a diagram waves 1, 2, 3, and 4. That is an incorrect wave count. Why do you think that that would be incorrect?
That he uses certain basic assumptions which are usually unexamined.
Just sort of get out of the way with two riddles that aren't very funny, which you're used to by now, I'm sure. One of them is, I have a chapter on criminals. What do you get when you cross long drug habit, a quick temper, and a gun? And the answer is 2 life terms for murder, earliest release date 2021.
Metaphysics. Just help me ignore various things and this should work out all right.
Father.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they think, oh, the mother has to be the real healthy one. Well, the father has to, too.
Mm-hmm.
We run into situations where the woman was doing everything she needed to do and complications occurred because the man had been a drug addict.
Hmm.
Just help me ignore a few things.
And that had messed up his DNA, and it helped it mess up the...
Be a lot less painful.
Pregnancy with the new child and everything.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really evident if you look in fathers that have worked in heavy chemical environments. And one of those would be even the veterans. There's the highest percentage of veteran offspring that are born with massive complications, not minor ones, are from the Desert Storm veterans because of
Didn't you get the memo?
Uranium and the Agent Orange during your Vietnam veterans. A huge percentage. And it actually set all the records for any demographics in the world. The United States Desert
That's
Storm
the
veterans have the
highest... To assuage their terror.
Thank you.
the packages of audio. Barely a cloud. Barely a cloud. The internet sky.
Anything, but they primarily deal with the fear around love, the fear around death, the fear around pain, and the fear around passion.
You ever do that to me again, I'm gonna kick your ass all halfway around the world. You understand me?
Yeah.
Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Say you understand me. Hey, Dickman.
I understand you.
Can you roll that again?
You got it? Go ahead, roll. Let's see if Bill was an asshole. West LA on KFI M640. Hello.
Yeah, I've tried Oscars and I tried Buffalo. I've tried everything, even Leighton.
Jesus, I can't even stand your voice, lady. Goodbye. Oh,
there it is.
Christ.
Thank you. Was I right or was I wrong when she said Buffalo? I said, bug off.
What an asshole.
You got it, baby.
Question, and this is killers. What do you get when you cross two?
Those who control the most are terrified by love, death, pain, passion.
Did you have a dream?
When you were saying that before, when we first started introduced to you in Roger's office, you were saying I didn't feel like the scene maybe gets as many laughs as I always expected and stuff like that. And I was going to say at the time, except I was dozing off.
Come back to us, Campbell. Get some coffee.
Is that for me? I think that's a positive thing, actually, because this is one of those movies, and I'm not going to get all full of praise or everything. But one of the things I do like about this, the whatever is the result here, is that you really don't know how you're supposed to feel. I mean, there's people say that about the character of Roger, but people say it about the whole movie too. It's like just when I feel like it's.
Those are the things, and for those people in this position, all four of those are interlocked.
Safe to kind of feel, I get it. This is kind of relaxed. This is kind of funny. Then something truly cruel happens.
Right.
And I gotta say, I think that's a measure of at least something that's.
mean,
you know, and who knows if you ever hit it right. There's no such thing as success.
Yeah, yeah.
The point is to fail interestingly, it seems to me. You know what I mean? It's like the romance of that scene at Riverview underneath the bridge. It's so romantic. And then Dickhead comes right in, meaning Roger Swanson, and starts to truly, like, it's the most turned it gets. It's almost the cruelest he is. And yet we were laughing harder that night probably than we were, you know, just playing it. I mean, so that kind of fucked-upness is, look, it's a movie about talking heads. You know, nothing else is going on, let's face it.
Finally, I have a feeling that I'm taking these two worlds and they've come together. So now I'm taking the art and the things I passionately have felt my whole life. And what have I felt? Just that there's more, that there's so much more, and that there's ways to creatively explore those ideas and to activate them in myself and other people.
Love and death, pain and passion.
A lot better than yesterday morning. And on the southbound tri-state, you still have two right lanes blocked at the Summit full plaza with a stable semi. Friends, it's brought to you by Metro. Why not start your day on the right track? If Metro's an option for you, take the train. For fare and schedule information, call 866-7000. Send your suburbs or visit MetroRail.com. I'm Traffic Tanya with Johnny in the Morning on the
news. There she is, Tanya, baby. Tanya. I got a feeling it's you, though. I got a feeling it's you there, ACDC boy. Crazy Mike, boys. I got... No, I keep hearing that buzz. But anyway, nobody here cares about traffic anyway, do you? No. We got to do a little news. It's sponsored. Ken Foss, news time, 628, live at the Red Ivy. The news is brought to you by Bud Light, always worth it. Today, showers, a few thunderstorms, thank you. Likely trailing off to light rain or drizzle this afternoon. Morning highs around 50, then temperatures will fall into the low 40s. Tonight, chance of drizzle early, then clearing.
I love that rain.
All right, thank you, Ira. And happy Hanukkah to everybody.
That well.
It's a beautiful season, Hanukkah season. Great songs. My boyfriend is Catholic. That's not a big deal.
He's Jewish.
No, he's Catholic. That was weird. That was the weirdest heckle I've ever done. No, I'm pretty sure he's Catholic. That's funny, but don't do that. I think the only time it's a big deal is if you decide to have kids, and then you gotta figure out how you're gonna raise the kids, you know. And we're just gonna be honest and tell the kids, you know, mommy is one of the chosen people, and you know, daddy believes that Jesus is magic. But Jesus is magic, you know. He turned water to wine, and I think he made the Statue of Liberty disappear. I don't want to belittle Jesus. He was a hard worker. He was a carpenter, you know, which is funny because you can imagine the crack of his ass coming out when he's working. I don't want to belittle him, though, but... like...
It's not a movie of events. It's a movie of character, and whether you like that or not, that is going to be the strength of the movie if there is one.
Those are the things. And for those people in this position, all four of those are interlocked. Love and death. Pain and passion. Love and pain. Passion and death.
And so to keep the fucking balls like that, let me rephrase that, to keep the plates in the air like that and not have them smash is, you know, that's
a feat, dude. You'll never do it again.
All interlocked. Sometimes difficult to separate them, but most clearly, love. To control the fear, don't you see? To handle the fear, I gotta control. It's not just a desire. It's a need. For some of you. Particularly those of you involved in your metaphysics. You feel empty. You don't feel magical. And the deeper and deeper you get into your metaphysics, the deeper and deeper you get involved with your spirituality, the deeper and deeper you get committed and involved with your higher self, your soul, your spirit, your relationship with God, Goddess, all that is, the more you feel the need to control because you are getting deeper and deeper in and are more and more naked. I am not magical. I cannot program myself across the bloody room. And more my world is supposed to be magical. More and more I'm supposed to program. More and more the people I hang out with, my friends, are metaphysicians, and I'm not.
Didn't you get the memo?
Gonna find out. So I'm gonna go home and program, and instead I'm gonna go home and control my way through this thing.
Stars and Project Epiphany. He is also the president of the Academy of Clinical Close Encounter.
So I've got a new book out since.
Well, congratulations to.
It's on here. Okay. Oh my God. I was in
Twin Falls, Idaho, and they did a sound test. How's that working back? More? More? Can we have more, please? How's that? Okay. Geez, Louise.
It's the big switchboard. A lot of shows.
And these unexamined systems of belief are extremely powerful in their influence over our lives.
A lot of shows on all at the same time.
Trust me, Bob. All right, Mr. President, you're on. You're on, Mr. President, you're on.
Overnight, much colder, lows in the upper 20s. Saturday, mostly sunny, cool highs at 40.
All of them are my show, too.
We are now.
As we... wind this current program down...
I'm changing the rules. All right. It's 90 feet from home plate to first. How far is from third plate to third base to home plate? 90 feet. I believe that the Cubs have not been to the World Series since 1945. What do you think about it, Andy?
Take a breath.
It really is. I mean, it's
stay
hard
with
to
me
believe
on
you
this
would
one.
Think they'd win one
is, there are a great number of grieving families.
Yeah,
there are people to whom I ask personally who have lost loved ones at the Pentagon. Okay?
The studies we have show only a proportional...
Don't listen to them. They don't know what they're doing. Gad.
Audio Literature presents the Bhagavad Gita, a translation by Barbara Stoller Miller.
I want you to recite your own name in pledge pack several times in a row until the various quantifiers are all lined up. Then it'll all work for you.
Tunes or, you know, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, any of those places. You got to come straight to the saloon and get it. So if you want it, come and get it. It's up. I think you're going to get kicked out of it. And it's all about our new Wall of Heroes. And there's a link to that, too, on the site. You'll see Wall of Heroes up there. And like I said, come check it out. It's exclusive here.
And it's also sort of our way of saying thank you.
Absolutely. Have it all lined for you.
Our 15
like a graph paper.
I've been waiting for more content. This is sort of our way of saying, well, here you go.
Listen, don't you two read?
I got a crap. I need something to read.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
Hey, can't you read? Monday night's gay night.
Read between the lines, Dale. Read between the lines.
Fine, it just threw up.
Thirdly, whatever this particular optimal future is, it needs to have clarity, specific and clear goals. Goals, short-term and long, immediate and eventual. It needs to have specific goals.
Most of us, this is a forgetting place, all right?
It's winding it down. Within its track lines. Except it splays out frequently. But it comes back, or rather, it appears to. Don't worry about forgetting it. It'll keep reminding you until it's all forgotten. It's like etched in stone, like the burning tablets of Moses. All spelled out for you, as if it was actually a real spelling bee. You know, where three directions at once are cooking, you're the fourth, sliding home, and I don't mean baseball.
Built-in advantage due to the fact that I didn't pay a commission and I had the speed of getting to the stocks before the public.
So could you, were you getting in and out for what, a teeny back then? Or?
Oh, it was just a clearance charge. It was nominal, whereas everybody else was paying full commission.
American rap superstar Eminem made Dido a household name when he sampled her track Thank You for the chorus of his hit Stan.
Holy Jesus, I've been avoiding that Dido cunt for since she came on. Avoiding her like the fake news. And the Howdy Doody King snuck up on me there. Well, I'm doing a show. I got all funnels flowing. So things like that could happen.
Revenue graph is that we're glad to see that the revenue graph crosses
can happen
above
and
the cost graph
do happen.
That's good because
especially when it's all measured out like that, like making a batter cake of some kind.
Look at ice cores to figure out what methane did over time. So just to recall what we found out doing that with carbon dioxide, we found out that during ice ages, carbon dioxide levels were down around 200 parts per million, and during interglacial warm periods in recent history, carbon dioxide levels got up to about 280 parts per million, and over the last 200, 300 years, we've climbed up to 370 parts per million, and we're anticipating going much, much higher. What's the story with methane? Well, with methane, the level, methane, first of all, is significantly less abundant in the atmosphere than carbon dioxide. Today we have 370 parts per million of carbon dioxide. 370.
I say I have this optimal future where I see myself and that future of me, you know, composing music. That involves a skill. Certainly it involves a challenge. Not because I don't know a damn thing about music and I'm tone deaf, but because no matter how talented I may be, it involves challenge. It involves a skill. It calls upon my strength. My strength of perseverance, my strength of... It calls upon my power, of vision and creativity. It calls upon my talent. Creative. Yes. I have confidence, though, a sense that in that future, you see, I have the confidence when I can do it. With the expertise, and it's intricate, complex, and it also involves me all by myself, but it also involves others.
More visuals.
You know, you're right. You're right about the visual thing. It always drives me nuts when I hear a guy going on about something a girl does that's supposed to be so sexy.
Like what? What kind of thing?
I don't know. Like how she flips her hair, how she stands with one foot to the side. It could be anything.
What's wrong with that?
Because that's nothing. That's nothing. That's just like, that's just something she does. And
2, 3. And that this section in here maybe is 2 of 3. Or it could be an ABC correction, and we're starting wave one to the downside. But the important point here is that wave four cannot overlap the price territory of wave one.
Explain what that means. Having been a successful rock and roll star yourself,
yeah.
you know the process from the inside. What do you mean, reign of terror?
Well, luckily I'm biting the hand that fed me as opposed to feeds me. But the entire music business is controlled by essentially four major corporations.
Just imagine a world where you will hold your entire future in the palm of your hand.
Like the Fed can profit from lending U.S. currency, but when its member banks get into financial trouble, a government institution called the FDIC will bail them out. Is it good business for taxpayers to print Fed's currency, taking payment for materials and labor in the same specie? Should we have to take on debt and have money for commerce? In 1791, Jefferson debated Hamilton, refusing to leave our country in the grip of perpetual debt. Knowledge is power. For a free banking report, call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I've been warning you about it for at least 5 years. All terrorism that we've looked at from the World Trade Center, Oklahoma City to Waco, has been government actions. They need this as a pretext to bring you and your family martial law. They're either using provocateur Arabs and allowing them to do it, or this is full complicity with the federal government. The evidence is overwhelming to bring you up to speed on what's happened. At 8:50 a.m. EDT, plane hits World Trade Center. 9:20, FBI says at least one plane hijacked. 9:30, Eastern, second jet crashes into World Trade Center. Plane hits Pentagon. 9:40, federal officials said a U.S. airplane has hit the Pentagon. The crash comes nearly an hour after two planes hit the World Trade Center building. All U.S. buildings in Capitol Hill evacuated. 10:13, 10:15, World Trade Center South Tower collapses. 10:20, report explosion at Capitol. 10:30, U.S. congressional leaders, top cabinet officials moving to secure facilities. 10:30, anchor, another hijacked plane reported 20 minutes south of Washington, D.C. Second tower north collapses. Hijacked plane crashes south of Pittsburgh, PA. Officials investigating at another hijacking with a plane headed towards D.C. And 10:45, all federal buildings in D.C. have been evacuated. So, and then we're told other planes are in the air. They're finding bombs at schools. We don't know how many of these reports are accurate. We know the two planes that crashed at the World Trade Center, both columns, both buildings with 50,000 plus people in them, have collapsed in the last hour. We did a simulcast with the Derry Brownfield syndicated program. We had Jim Wright on, who's a family friend of mine who lives out in Fredericksburg, Texas. He's in investment banking and leasing and was in the building right next door to the World Trade Center towers, the One World Trade Center towers, as they're now called. Piles of dead bodies everywhere, body parts up to six blocks away.
Two days I didn't sleep. Two days it went on and it seemed as if it would last forever. Two days and nights I lay there face down and prayed, waiting for mine to come, listening to them explode, squeezing dirt in my fists until my arms were shaking. Two days the bombardment lasted, and then on the third evening the shelling stopped, and through the mist they came. We could tell them from us because their breasts were larger and they were wearing nightgowns. Some of them reached the barbed wire and were hit and collapsed across it. They'd cut away the wire and were getting very close, filing through the laundry room. And I felt hot, and I was sweating and shivering, and I couldn't press the nozzle. I can't spray anyone. I don't hate anyone. What am I doing here? I don't belong here. Then one of them was running towards me. I didn't know if she saw me or not, and I didn't wait any longer. The canister lurched in my hand, and she was hit by a spray of foam. She reeled back, falling into one of the washing machines. Soon, their army retreated, and it was dark. There was occasional rifle fire, and then I heard her calling.
Help! Help!
She probably only does it because she saw it in a movie or something. It's not, you know, it's not real. You know, it's not their real stuff.
All that stuff, Nick, the hair flips, the mannerisms, the catchphrases, they add up to the personality. So they are what's real.
Which was strange because as far as I knew, there weren't any Germans among them. Maybe she was a mercenary. I don't know. And she repeated it that night over and over again, while her body churned in the swishing water. And I wanted to run forward and drag her out of the machine, but I was afraid. And I lay there listening to her crying all through the night. In the morning, I didn't hear her anymore. We advanced that day, and I stopped by her clean, white body. Her nightgown shrunk into the size of a bikini. She was young, as I was.
Yeah, but it's all the outside stuff, and that's fine in the beginning. I mean, you need the outside stuff. You need, like the reasons to be in love, but I think you can get past that. I think you can get to the part where all the little tricks don't mean anything.
I say you are attracted to what is in front of you, end of story.
Here is the story. Comedian has suffered another legal setback in his age discrimination dispute with syndicated radio talk show host Tom Likas. The California Supreme Court, without comment, declined last week to hear his appeal of two lower court rulings that went against the comedian. The lower courts had held that Likas and Westwood One Broadcasting Services did not discriminate against her when the comedian phoned Likas' talk show in June 2003 posing as a 60-year-old man named Paul Russo and was told the program didn't want seniors calling in. Actually 65. Oh, her is actually 65, sorry. According to transcripts, did you believe that? Oh, good, Brett. Brett bleeped it. I slipped and said the guy's name. Did not intend to give him any free publicity. Says here, according to transcripts of the call, Likas told Russo that his age did not fit with the show's efforts to attract younger single listeners. Of course, anybody who knows this show knows I don't use the word single. Is that indicates an air of desperation. People who call themselves single are the kind of people who go on singles cruises. Or they go to Jewish singles night at the local synagogue. That's the word single. That's what the word single connotates to me. Or connotes to me. I prefer the word unmarried. Anyway, the story goes on. It quotes me as saying, "You're way too old, Pops. Call a big band station. Call somebody else, please. Don't call here. It's called targeted demographics." That's what I was quoted as saying. And you know what? I did say that. That's right. Who co-starred in the 1962 ABC sitcom, I'm Dickens, He's Fenster. Remember that one? You don't? By the way, you know who Huh's co-star on that show was? I'll give you an idea of how old this show is. Huh's co-star on the show was a guy named John Astin. This was years before he did The Addams Family. That's how old that show is.
How romantic.
It takes years and years together.
Yeah.
I can't describe it exactly, but it's like Like, there's nothing she can do. All her usual ways of hooking you in have no effect, and yet you're still in love. You know, it's like the act is over, right? And you get to the part that she's been hiding. You know, it's like she's been hiding it because she thinks that that's the part that's going to blow it or to make you leave or get bored or whatever. But you get to that part and you're still there. You know, and you're even more in love.
Wow.
Have you met my nephew? His name is Jesus.
There's a shot. Oswald has a shot.
Talker, really, but I suppose it came through the visionary songwriters of that time.
She looked very much like me. I could almost see my face in hers.
I didn't read, and I don't remember being much of a talker, really, but
that's when I started screaming.
What's wrong?
You're standing on my foot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's better.
Here's some cocoa. I remember how you loved it. I'm going upstairs now to make your bed.
I suppose it came through the visionary songwriters of that time. Obviously Dylan was the big influence. But if you went back to the early Van Morrison too, the Dylan influence spread everywhere. So that the sudden use of language in that form was, you know, it was instantaneously, you know, like the boom, and it was into the bloodstream.
Some mistakes, and they're trying to atone for it or make up for it.
Because there are two schools in ufology. One is you get abducted, another person might say they're an experiencer.
like Harold Budd feels abduction scenarios is a negative thing, and I think Whitney Strieber would say that somewhere along the line you agreed to it on a higher level.
The phenomena is definitely happening, and I had another experience with a young woman and her husband, Jack and Nancy Malacaria of Norwood, Mass., and she has had many experiences. But I had a dream one night where I had a UFO dream where I was...
Gas company, I'm calling to see if you might happen to have a chipped or cracked windshield.
No, I'm okay.
Thank you.
Didn't you get the memo?
Hello?
How you doing? I'm calling you back about a truck.
Yes, how are you?
Good. I tried calling you right back after your pagement, but I got a busy signal.
I was on the phone. I'm sorry about that. Is that truck a stick?
Which one? There was two trucks. One was a 99 GMC. That's already gone. The other one is a work truck. It's an 86 black.
The 86 black?
Yeah, no, it's an automatic.
It's an automatic?
Yeah.
What kind of motor does that have?
The Chevrolet 305, four-barrel, small V8, great on gas.
Right.
Sigma's beautiful.
Right.
It's a great work truck. It's a great everyday driver work truck.
Did you change the oil a lot, or how?
Yeah, I bought it from original owner. He bought it from Walter L. Chevrolet, brand new in 1986. And then when he traded it in, I bought it from the dealership.
Right.
With racks on it, because I had a big job that I needed a truck with racks.
Uh-huh.
So, because I had to do all the way around this huge mall complex, and I basically put planks on it, and I used the truck as scaffolding that I could drive around.
Are you going to be around tonight, or?
Yeah, I'll be here for a while.
Yeah, because I was... my guy is down in Carver, and actually he wanted me to... come down to his place and then maybe we'd go see it. But I want to know how flexible you are as far as, you know, whether you're going to be there tonight or not. Or, you know, if I call you in like a couple hours, would it be possible, you know, to go take a look at it?
Where are you at?
I'm here at my home in Randolph.
In Randolph.
And I was, he wanted to see it too, and he wanted to go with me, so that, you know, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah. I mean, how soon do you figure you can get here? Basically, the only reason why I'm selling this truck is I'm in the middle of a big, huge custody battle. You know, spending a ton of money on psychologists and state.
I see.
that's the only reason why I'm selling the truck, because I had a 99, too,
that I use for work, and I have a Suburban, but... I mean, I'm shelling out a ton of money.
Yeah, I did that a couple of years ago in a harassment case.
Makes you think I need a path.
Someone like you is only here by choice. You have been exploring the criminal fraternity, but whatever your original intentions, you have become truly lost.
On what path can Ra's al Ghul offer?
The path of a man who shares his hatred of evil and wishes to serve true justice. The path of the League of Shadows.
The vigilantes.
No. The vigilante is just a man lost in a scramble for his own gratification. He can be destroyed or locked up. But if you make yourself more than just a man, if you devote yourself to an ideal, and if they can't stop you, then you become something else entirely.
Which is?
Legend, Mr. Wayne.
This is a problem. Anyway, I said, God. And it isn't here. This is actually a performance art piece about the relationship between humans and technology.
When we're playing back from Pro Tools, we then need to hook up the monitor outputs to our control room monitor section.
more will you feel your love for them. You may be giving and responding and respecting, but you're not producing any sense of safety, no sense of pleasure, certainly no honesty, nor any trust. About it. Those people around you, when they slip into their martyred positions, when they come from their martyred platforms, when they are wearing that face, that mask, that costume, you cannot trust them. You do not feel safe around them. You do not have a sense of their honesty. You do fear that you might lose them. You lose the safety of intimacy and caring, and you don't feel known. You don't even feel seen.
Nation states, a large corporation, 40 tons of poison, at least 8,000 dead human beings, and the answer is retirement with full pay and benefits. And that's Warren Anderson, CEO of Union Carbide. Bhopal. Oh, and I want, as long as we're talking about that, I want to say one more thing, which is I'm all for abolishing prisons. Well, I used to be all for abolishing prisons, but I've changed my mind, actually. And the thing that changed my mind was that I read somewhere that there are the same number of people in solitary confinement in the United States as basically who run the world economy, which suggests to me a real easy solution to the whole thing.
We want to be in that part where the revenue is higher than the cost. You see, that's one thing that we're looking for.
And I was finally, you know, it took me about 10 or 15 years, but I was getting into the groove. I'm sorry.
Earlier, were you picking, you were just picking stocks purely watching the action on the tape, didn't really care what they were involved in?
Well, it reminds me of the, I was doing earlier in my day what a lot of these so-called no-fear traders are doing today with the internet stocks, the momentum traders. Mm-hmm. They're making a fortune, there's no fear. And when the worm turns, there's only going to be a small percentage of them, in my opinion, really know how to trade, know how to get out, know how to keep their positions down to zero or very small, know how to trade the short side, know when to go short, know when to go long.
Can't counter-interrogate or cross-examine the people who've apparently given information against you.
You know that's true when someone else is in martyr. But of course with you it's different, right?
You have to become a terrible thought. A wraith.
Become an idea!
Feel terror cloud your senses. Feel its power to distort, to control, and know that this power can be yours. Your worst fear. Become one with the darkness. Focus. now. Stir your senses.
Martyrhood is the saboteur. Nobility and dishonesty, the second potential saboteur. The fear of receiving, quite clearly, is a saboteur of love and of its force. Certainly the denial of your own imagination, of your own creativity, and thus of your real self, of the realness of yourself, certainly is a saboteur. One need look at the scariness of success and the blackmail threat of fear. We've talked of them during various weekends. We're not talking about the fear of being successful, which we have talked of, certainly so, no. We're talking about the scariness once you are successful. You see, when the motivation for that success, the foundation, is faulty. When the weight that you place on what success is supposed to mean, when you're smarter and better than and holier than and that all this sort of stuff, when the weight and the foundation are inappropriate, success, as much as you have, is scary as can be. The very dynamic of creativity, which is a part of being successful, when you create success, something has been destroyed, if nothing more, your naivete.
The party's over, get out.
The chaos that comes when you are successful is scary in and of itself. The threat of your own judgments coming back to haunt you create a scariness around success and various components which we won't detail now, but that success, not just getting there, is scary, but once you're there, it is scary.
Does it come in black?
And to pretend otherwise, nah, once you're successful, there's no more fear. You wake up to a very sad realization and think, maybe I'm not successful. When in fact you are very successful, you're just not admitting that once I've reached success, it can be scary if it's weighted too heavily or the foundation is askew.
So this could be the start of a third wave extension, or it's an ABC correction. So let's summarize what we've covered in this section. Of waves 1, 3, and 5, wave 3 can never be the shortest. It doesn't have to be the longest, but it can never be the shortest. Wave 2 can never retrace more than 100% of wave 1. And wave 4 can never enter the price territory of wave 1.
What the hell are you?
That concludes the section on Elliott's rules.
Hallelujah, I'm talking about God speaking. The Bible said, and the Lord spake unto Noah, build me an ark. Hallelujah. God spoke to Jacob, arise and go up to Bethel. God spoke, the Bible says, to Joshua and said, arise, go over this Jordan. The Bible says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, pull off your shoes, you're standing on holy ground. And the Lord spake. Hallelujah. We must hear from God. We must have God speak. Let me tell you something. Springfield doesn't speak for God. St. Louis doesn't speak for God. The Holy Ghost speaks for God. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, Gideon was another defeated Israelite hiding from the Philistines until God spoke. My. David was just another shepherd boy until God spoke. Hallelujah. Billy Sunday was just another alcoholic baseball player. But one day, God spoke through a messenger of God from the Salvation Army. And God's message got through to Billy Sunday, and he turned America upside down. God speaks. One of the greatest, let me say this first, our Pentecostal denominations are floundering because man has been doing the speaking and not God. The Assemblies of God at one time was one of the greatest forces on this earth for the spread of the gospel. But they are a shell of what they used to be. And I'm not fussing. And I have no axe to grind. But I've got to say what I know God's put in my heart. And it's because God is not allowed to speak. That organization and the Church of God and the Four Square and the Pentecostal Holiness and the Open Bible, I could say the same thing for all of them. They were born and birthed by men who heard from heaven. It was birthed by men that God spoke to them. And once God spoke to them, they knew where to go, they knew what to do, and they knew what how to do it when they got to where they were going. I was reading just the other day, H.B. Garland, gone on to be with the Lord. We've mentioned his name a couple times, talking about God speaking. In 1917, he was in North Bergen, New Jersey at Beulah Heights Bible College. A teenage boy. He'd made his way there from his little community in Connecticut. A call of God on his life. He received a letter from home. It was an emergency. His mother wrote and said, your father is sick. Your brothers are sick. They can't work. We're on the verge of losing the farm and everything. You've got to leave Bible school right now and come home. And H.B. Garlock, just a teenage boy. Let me tell you something. You don't have to be 50 years old and white hair to hear from God. You can be 8 years old, and if you're full of the Holy Ghost, you can hear from God. He laid that letter down, and he said, oh my God, you called me to preach.
Batman has a talent for disruption.
It can be scary because something is being destroyed while it is being created.
We'll begin with one very common idea that's built into our common sense, which is that the world, the physical world, consists of two aspects,
respectively form and matter. This was foisted on us by Aristotle, and also by the Bible, because it is said that God created man out of the dust of the earth, and as it were made a figurine in his own image, and then breathed the breath of life into its nostrils, so that this form of clay became a living being.
The next voice you hear will be that of the President of the United States.
He's scary in the very chaos. Metaphysics. Making a couple of plays. Won't take long.
Your way, it just happened to be particularly quick that day. Mine is more being right 7 times out of 10.
Birth in a wet world. Slightly more than even chance at excellence. What more could a show want as it zigs and zags through the permeable layers? Binding and bounding itself parallaxing around like doesn't have a care in the world.
And is there certain precautions during the carrying of the child that the mother should be leery of besides chemicals and lack of exercise? Obviously they don't want to be ingesting a...
like that kind of cheating, but it's like it's a lot faster.
Well, yeah.
It depends on the quality of the sound.
But it's like one of my favorite vocal moments is like in the mod.
But like whole auto tune kind of.
Makes me sick.
Thing.
Unwinding itself. Certain laws. In New York State, don't do what the Berkowitzes did now. Come on now.
For short-term trading, I like anything from about a $7 to $11 option. I don't like to trade the small guy, the little guy, because. You know, you can fall a little bit asleep. Usually the little guy, you're fighting time more.
Right.
And when you fight time, it could be even worse than the market. You fall asleep for a half an hour at the switch, and you lose another quarter of a point on a little option, and you're dead. The trade is dead, and you've lost money, and you've got nothing to do but get out.
All right.
Does it come in black?
That arises with being successful, the guilt that arises. I'm wonderfully successful, but is this the right thing? Am I heading in the right direction? Have I been deluded by my negative ego, by it dragging me into brilliant success that leads nowhere? All these kinds of self-doubts come up.
And so underneath that lies the notion that everything material is made of some sort of basic stuff, like clay is the basis of pots.
Now, we've gone over that before. You know, there's radical politics or the truth of geopolitical activities. There's no left or right. Gone over that before. There's the truth about all the things. The underground, hip, avant-garde, artsy-fartsy kinds of things that very few people are artsy-fartsy about all of. Only some, if any. Capiche? But what if you were completely subterranean, head to toe, below the toe, above the head. Chakras all the way to 14, my friends. What then? What if you knew what you knew?
Certainly so. But it's important to admit, and for some, the scariness of success itself is a saboteur. Not the fear of getting there, but the scariness of being there. And the other saboteur hand in hand with this aim is that of the threat of fear. During a particular weekend, we posed the question, why is fear so scary? And the response usually is, well, that's a silly question. Because it's fear, because that's what it is, because it's scary, because fear is because that's...
We're in completely new territory. We're in completely new territory. We're in completely new territory. We're in completely new territory.
Walk with me through the layers. The screens. Boundaries of any of the seven institutions of civilizations. You know the seven. Usually paired with the seven kinds of propaganda, which we don't have anymore since the world is getting ready now for its oneness baptism, the holy waters, the one genetic IP all over world, my friends, my few friends, all over. Through the membranes, the discerned markations of any subdivisions of any of the seven, we're even down to four and five now, of course led by Microsoft's one. Or one and a quarter, I think, over in that industry. You got a little Cisco, eBay, kind of googly, Comcast-y, putting up their vain attempts at control. Being on TV from the Oval Office.
Good evening. This is Eisenhower, and I am glad to be speaking to all of you wonderful people in our great nation. When first I could see running for the Republican Party, there were those who thought this move was foolhardy. That was many years ago, in the year of 1926, 42, 31. So in conclusion, may I say to you, my good friends, here in our great nation, the United States.
Finally, I have a feeling that I'm taking these two worlds and they've come together.
America, how happy I am to be here on this auspicious occasion. And furthermore, Schnev Krogel Riggy Dock Diggy Dunk, turn that card right side up, you idiot. I can't see it.
So now I'm taking the art and the things I constantly have felt my whole life. And what have I felt? Just that there's more. So much more. And that there's ways to creatively explore those ideas and to activate them in myself and other people. Finally, I have a feeling that I'm taking these two worlds and they've come together.
It's all a big new metaphysics show now. Whatever you're doing, whatever you do, it's like a little G-God all over the place, backing in as a dog, barking its way to a god, eavesdropping on all seven layers in the subdivision. Their little journey. A little journey back in and out, crossing the border.
This section is on guidelines. The guidelines that we're going to cover are
Bravo.
Equality, alternation, depth, channeling, throw over, volume, and post-triangle thrust measurement.
Crisscrossing the globe. Passing through the canopies. Canopies. You don't want to eat on just peas now. You get a deformity of some kind. Watch it.
you have?
Dream?
That's present preposterative. You're speaking old French.
I'm Batman.
Saith the Lord. And all hath and will and was.
What the hell are you?
Is.
For most of us, this is a forgetting place, all right?
Roger.
Johnny Roger in a pickup has a packet on the horse. Sees a docker with a bucket, just a ticket in a ticket.
Succeed gloriously or fail magnificently.
Well, there you go.
Tally with their crackers in the alley. She's a smacker and a wetter with a dally with a smacker.
Swinging him around now.
Like I own it.
The big enthrallment.
Roger in a pickup has a packet on the horse. He's a docker with a bucket, just a ticket in a ticket.
What's great about editing is that you can cut scene 2 and you get a benefit in scene 23, which is just amazing. I like that scene. I like what Spencer's doing very much. Sorry we had to cut it.
But fear is scary for some very specific reason. It threatens to blackmail you.
Let's FF a little. Get a different version.
Terrible. The terror of that.
Or I'm going to have to raise my rent to myself.
I'll hear about it, okay? I'll listen politely. I'll take even a few notes here and there, but I have no way am I going to tap this horse. Theoretically, I'll understand it. Philosophically, I'll talk it. But I ain't going to live it for fear of losing it. The terror of losing success is the sixth saboteur.
Watch out for the subterraneans.
They fell down from the surface and rotted below. So most of the nutrients in the ocean for life are present in the deep cold water underneath. If you want to have a very productive biological system in the ocean, you've got to bring the cold, nutrient-rich water to the surface. And that's precisely what happens under these conditions off the coast of Peru. The nutrients come to the surface with the cold water, and you have the world's most productive fishery.
In the clubhouse turn now, probably about a year and a half from now. Ride this bear market out till the 212 or 2014 marker. Be some heavy bumps and humps in the news, though, not in the local paper. Local paper will be just fine.
Images are depicted in discussions of lively, though most often trivial matters, but fetchingly recorded by Plutarch. And those notes were to provide the pattern for his later historic lives. It should be noted that while Plutarch was a student in Athens, the notorious Nero reigned in Rome. We must remember again, and it bears repetition, that Rome's dominance of those Pax Romana centuries was not harsh, provided all within it paid their taxes and kept the peace.
And believed the system true. It's like a servo mechanism in the domination matrix. The lingua franca of the realm are ankle chains and a tongue cutting out baptism in the early years. Don't worry about it. It's not real. It's just a dream.
Do something to the east, pulling up Moore, Oklahoma, or perhaps Des Moines, but for some reason on that day, the propagation was such that it was bouncing all over the place, and either direction the antenna was pointed was KFI. So, here is 6:50 as we look toward the east in the middle of the afternoon. You'll hear Fox Farm, Wyoming, that's the ball game, and KMTI in Manti, Utah.
Ball didn't come out of the infield, but the Rockies got a run. Wait, it's 6:50. Out of 2, in 1.
This, the Rockies Baseball Network.
ABC News, Martin News Network, Clear Channel Worldwide News. Plus, first meetings first. Your source for information is AM 650, CGAB.
Tom, Carpenter. It's definitely a bad sign. The company comes over and they won't put their boots on when they come into your house.
Well, that'll give you some idea of how unidirectional the antenna can be made. Literally, Manti, Utah is coming off the back side of the antenna. And yet, because the antenna is configured to look east, you can barely hear the music. Now let's flip things around so the antenna is copying from the west. And here's KMTI, heard on the receiver on the east end, looking west.
KMTI Manti.
Ooh, right, fine. Really a pleasure to be talking with you today. On today, we're going to be talking
east. In other words, we have the radio on the west end of the antenna listening at this point.
All right, fine.
Of course, we heard window rock. Rock, Arizona.
Join us next.
Well, a pleasure to be talking with you today. On today, we're going to be talking about excellence.
Radio serves the great Navajo Nation with news, sports, and weather. This is 50,000 watt KTNN Window Rock.
At the Technology Center, new computers are priced even better than used systems and come with a 3-year warranty.
So that's 660 listening to the East.
Batman.
Now we flip it around.
Has a talent for disruption.
Well, wasn't that interesting? You know, usually by Murphy's Law, you hear the station until it's ID time and then it fades out. But in this case, it faded up at ID time. Either that or we had a dead carrier going there when we tuned over to 660 and just happened to catch the ID because the automation system kicked in. I don't know. I don't know enough about that operation.
All a big show now. We're at the last phase, and we're at the last three parts of the last phase, and the first five parts of the outer phase. Out of phase, never was, always is. Gimme? It all makes sense. Tabulation time, you get it.
Cracks into orange lines, the traffic is a conveyor belt of brown candy bars. I put my mouth to the road and suck. Can you cry? I cannot cry. I do not cry. Instead, I thank my lucky stars for the load of blankets. A glass of milk and shave in bed. The old gangster in me comes out. My hands are two pistols aimed at the miserable ceiling. I unload all my fingernails into the chipped cream paint. Also, with a pair of buzzing clippers, I give myself a haircut, short like a vicious terrier or a Nazi, and stroke my mustache lovingly. Put that one on the table and let's see what's inside her stomach. My tongue itches and a fire burns in every tooth. Torture is my love and I carry it to bed, a frantic maiden struggling with no arms or legs. A pink worm with clocks on her nipples, breasts ticking metallically. Her voice says, "You fool are the one who squirms. I am merely crippled." And so, holding the instruments of pain, I conduct the orchestra of the sun. Daylight flutters into existence every day like the first time. I torment it with hot wires and it heaves into the deep slate. Yellow and green, lightning vomit, its mouth refuses to answer. Are there hummingbirds, it thinks? And I press a dead hummingbird to its face. This is the formula for happiness. The dry boggle twitches in the dizzy light of morning. A sort of drunkenness comes over me and places its hands trembling on my forehead and abdomen. Would you like pie and coffee, it seems to say? No, no, thank you, I'm not hungry yet. But I sneak a cream of wheat sandwich and stale sweet roll, wash it down with juice squeezed from a leather belt. You who gave your life for me, what was the point? Yes, I am satisfied here with my iron teeth and my roof made of stained hats, my many roofs and so many layers of windows. The world looks like a gray mouse with its squeaking head pinned under a black shoe, man smoking a cigar, looking up at a dying street light. I shut out the traffic with a personal noise in my ears.
Thank you.
that suit.
Shtick is the way in, as far as I'm concerned. The more you people sometimes get mad at you if you say, "What's the gag here? What's the, you know, what shtick?" You know, we would talk about that. What's the shtick we're looking for?
Yeah.
You know, how can we play it up the most?
Right.
But without like winking at anything.
No, of course. Yeah, and I don't mean that. I don't mean that. Yeah.
But yes, that's always the way.
But I was thinking,
that's the way into Roger. That's the way into Nick. You know,
right.
You find out he's just as verbally funny as Roger is, yet he's not perverted yet. He isn't perverted
right.
yet. You know.
Is your goal to make a funny movie, and then if it ends up being profound, great? Or is it like we're going to set out to make a profound movie and hopefully people will laugh at it? Or is
well,
it...
nobody ever sets out. You know, anybody who sets out to make a profound movie is looking up their eyes.
Yeah.
My goal, and it's very personal, my goal is to always do the opposite of what you're expecting. My goal is to, you know, if it's, and superficially, but by that I mean overtly, if it's overtly dark,
mm-hmm.
make it funny.
Right.
If it's overtly funny, fuck it up.
Right.
You know, that, I mean, to me, that's life. There's nothing you can do about it, and that is something that, you know, and yet there's always that one step further that movies or plays or anything that we try to do, you know, whatever, is it will, you know, that little area where just those two things, dark and light, da-da-da, all put together, takes one more step, and then it becomes,
right.
like, surreally interesting. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Or and it's very rare. It's like, you know, I'll point out something in this film, which I always have found that way, and I think most of us feel that way. And who knew? I mean, who cares,
yeah.
really? But
yeah.
when Jenny gets in the taxi and drives away, it's suddenly a slow-motion shot. Nick is in slow motion. You know, it could have been sort of the most pretentious or silly shot of the movie, or who cares about it?
Right.
It's neither funny, nor is it dark, nor is it anything. It's just
right.
completely based, but only based on what has led up to that,
yeah.
what has accumulatively gotten you to that point. And it just makes you feel like,
you'd like to elaborate?
Just lifted or some strange. Yeah. It's surreal. It's magical, for lack of a better word.
You could never force that.
You could never.
Right.
You could never try to film something like that in your life. You know.
But
although you
thing.
Had ideas about it,
but
you didn't know how well it was going to work. It seems to me.
A world where you are born in.
It is indeed a difficult topic to talk about because it is a very difficult concept to grasp and fully understand. The word is thrown at you most of your life with either an admonition or an expectation that you know what it means. It's kind of like when you hear your first dirty joke and you don't get it, you know. You laugh obligatorily because you don't want to ask what that means. Well, the same is with excellence, you know. You're told to do something with excellence or do it excellently, and you nod your head knowingly, having the foggiest idea of what it means.
Smart and it sure ain't crazy. And when you hear the melody, you know you might get ill. It's what you'd hear in elevators in Brazil. Inside your hotel in Miami. Spell Miami in there. Ask me why. Am I getting freckles? I hope it's tan, cause I'm sure we're spending shekels to sit beside the ocean here in my concrete box. The only fish around is Nova Scotia lox. And they tell me it's swell in Miami. Spell Miami and then ask me why. Am I? Am I feeling bad? Oh man, I can't believe it. The fun I've had and I'm more than happy to be here. Go back up to Perry Town with every day. I found a new location for another branch. It's right inside.
Didn't you get the memo?
Just imagine a world where you will hold your entire future in the palm of your hand, when a tiny glowing crystal will guide you through an existence in which each day is more wonderful than the last, where it will be possible for you to obtain the fulfillment of every fantasy, the satisfaction of every vanity, the absolute attainment of every wish.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents the Saul David production of Logan's Run. A fantastic journey through a world beyond imagination. Welcome to the
And you don't want to ask because you don't want to show your ignorance.
Run, Logan!
Policeman in a perfect world.
Of man's first disobedience. Book one of Paradise Lost is about disobedience. But central subject matter is not necessarily just man's disobedience, it is Satan's disobedience.
And you don't want to show your ignorance even to yourself, so you don't even take a glance at the dictionary to see what it means. Well, perhaps it's just as well you don't look in the dictionary, because the definition there is lousy. It basically says that excellence is the state of excelling, and that to excel is to be better than. And you already know from your ego what that's all about, so maybe you know what excellence is after all, eh? Well, it's a lousy definition, because indeed that's not what excellence is all about. And in order to begin to understand, we want to use a bit of an example. We'd use an example of a race, a foot race, running a race.
We met scientists who were so broad-minded, so beautifully broad-minded, who just, I mean, the things they were describing, I mean, about consciousness, but they were using mathematics and numbers. Bill Tiller, describing a hologram that we're living in, and the mathematics of this hologram, and the levels of consciousness that right here, right now, corroborating what mystics have said, right here, right now, are infinite levels of consciousness. So here's this body, there's another body right here, there's another body right here, there's another body right here. And then in a change in frequency, you move into those other bodies. Fascinating stuff. And then, on the other hand, certain scientists who I would ask questions of, and I'd say, well, you have this position that this is not possible, but then I have to ask you, where do the anomalies fit into this is not possible? And sometimes there'd be this blank, and they'd say, well, you know, and I said, no, wait a minute, not well, wait a minute, where do they fit in? It's like, you know, archaeology. Where do the thousands of artifacts fit in? That do not fit into the paradigm. What do you do with those? You know, it's the great shot at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. You know, where you pull out and you see this governmental warehouse full of artifacts that nobody knows what to do with. That's a little bit what this is like. There's pieces of information, like as an example, I asked somebody, well, if the quantum brain is if the brain is a quantum device, then is it capable of quantum events? And the answer was no. I go, well, okay, but then how do we explain remote viewing? And how do we explain knowing what somebody is thinking, feeling, or looking at an infinite distance? And when I say infinite distance, I say the other side of the planet. What do we say with that?
And it is said that if and when a person wins the race, and usually somebody does, but they ran an excellent race. It's a factual definition. The one who crossed the line first, or broke the ribbon first, or whatever, they ran an excellent race. But the question is, let us assume they ran an excellent race. Did they run excellently? For surely you can conceive of a race wherein everybody trips and falls except one, who happens to lumber across the finish line and in very poor form. Well, the only way you can answer the question, even though they ran an excellent race, the only way to answer the question, did they run excellently, is if you were inside the arena. and saw the racehorse saddle. For surely you can read an account and hear someone else's opinion as to whether they ran excellently. But the only way you're going to know for sure is if you were inside that arena and saw the race yourself. And even then, the best you can do is offer a value judgment, an opinion. So here it is, they ran an excellent race and they ran excellently.
Songs.
Run with excellence. Nuances become more apparent, and the only way you can answer that question is not only to be inside the arena, but to be inside the head of the runner while they were running the race.
Your advisors. People throw a lead sheet at you, a tune you've never heard before in your life, okay? And the lead sheet contains just a melody and some chords. Now, the lead sheet gives you some guidelines. You've got to make certain decisions, though, if more than one player is playing. You have to decide on tempo. You have to count off. You have to decide on the key. We're going to play this piece in the key in which it's written, which is the key of B-flat. And how many times we're going to play. How about if we do... Okay, great. And we'll do the melody the first time. Improv. And how many times we're going to play. How about if we do this twice?
Okay.
Great. And we'll do the melody the first time. Improv's the second time. This is,
as far as we're concerned, you're allowed to laugh.
Well, I gotta get back to work.
And
a lot of videos to watch.
Respond to this scene. Because some people know it's supposed to be funny. Some people are very
a lot of punch clocks to time. And
but I think what people intuit is not just really talking about himself. Just great.
A lot of enjoyment to smash into a small amount of time. However long it takes.
Roger to think, wait a minute, I have a crush on my supervisor. Maybe I need to go home and think about my life, you know.
Called After the Rain. And I'm going to come back to the melody on the final eight bars. Now, let's go back and forth, if we may, on the melody. We'll take turns with that. And split out the improvising on the second chorus, too.
All right.
Great. Okay, now this we can go right into. I'm going to count off. We'll start. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You must demonstrate your commitment to justice.
In other words, to be the runner. And so excellence, in definition, can move from the very factual, who won in the competitive nature, to a somewhat abstract and subjective opinion, to a totally abstract and subjective reality. And it is perhaps because of this multi-level definition or concept or innuendo of the concept that excellence is such a difficult thing to deal with. And most people will either define it in the most simplistic of terms, who came in first, or they will shrug their shoulders and say it is an impossible term to define, and therefore it becomes ridiculous to even bother.
As a director, I was definitely not aware of just how kinetic the scene was going to cut together. What I didn't take into account was the fact that nobody in the audience would know these characters, and there are all these sort of cross currents happening at the table.
It's challenging to have it be very clear where you are, where people are sitting, what the geography is, and we added to the challenge by not having any establishing shots.
All the discerned tabs in the folder, instead of hierarchies, where with an implied linear superiority, just tabs in a folder laid over each other and under, same as alignment, same as. No implied linear superiority.
I mean, when you were saying that before, when we first are introduced to you Roger's office, mm-hmm. you were saying I didn't feel like the scene maybe gets as many laughs as I always expected and stuff like that. And I was going to say at the time, except I was dozing off. Mm-hmm.
These great, like, male harmonies, and, you know, a song like Badlands, it's almost a march.
Yeah, it is. It's a march beat, you know. It's a martial.
That anthem-like quality that so many, like, Western themes had.
That's what you heard on television were the themes of the day, and it crossed over into popular music and vice versa from the, say, the Duane Eddy guitar style,
right.
which, of course, became the Bonanza theme.
Right.
I liked all that sort of kitschy pop sound. I enjoyed, and those sort of sweeping...
Like Rawhide.
I can sing all the Western themes. You know, Johnny, it was Lawman. The Lawman came with the sun. So there was some element of those myths that I kind of backdoored into some of the music. I'd say Badlands and things like that. Like that march, a soldierly quality to some of them that had something to do with the idea of struggle and dedication and the fidelity to a certain kind of code.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And is married to actress Shirley Jones. I'll mention Shirley Jones. I think her last big gig was The Partridge Family. Anyway, filed suit against Lycus and Westwood One in 2003, charging age discrimination. Both the trial judge who heard the case and the state court of appeals ruled against affirming defense arguments that the radio show has a First Amendment right to control the content of its program. Robert Klein, you hear the sound of an ambulance there, Brett? Anything resembling a siren? Fire truck would be good. That kind of sounds like an ambulance. Go ahead. And maybe some footprints? Some footsteps running after the fire truck there? There you go. I would hate to give the impression of ambulance chasing, because that would be wrong. Would just be expressing an opinion, though, wouldn't it? Of course it would. Robert Klein, his attorney, said he, quote, was a little disappointed, but not surprised, by the state Supreme Court's decision, since the justices routinely declined to hear petitions for review. But it was a necessary step in, decides to appeal the case, get this, to the U.S. Supreme Court, which he has vowed to do. Can you imagine the U.S. Supreme Court wasting time on a case like this over whether a 60... By the way, he's not 65, he's 68. A 68-year-old man can call a radio show? Just total insanity, in my opinion. Total insanity.
His wife is gonna die. He's like, oh my God.
There's a great quote from Altman somewhere where he talks about how he really uses the first 20 minutes or so of his film to let the audience know that you have to pay attention. And I'm not saying that we're... I'm not comparing us in any way to Robert Altman, but I think that there's definitely something about the scene that says right away you're going to have to kind of keep up. And I think, like, particularly when you do a movie that's very talky, as this movie is, I really think you can't downshift ever. You have to just, you know, hit the ground running, and hopefully you'll just take people on this ride and they'll want to catch up.
To try to take away my right to decide what goes on the air. It's outrageous. Do you think I'm wrong?
Tom Likas.
Tom Likas?
Likas.
Likas.
1-800-5800-TOM.
Dan on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, Ed. I'm the father you never had.
Damn right.
The Tom Likas Show. You're listening to Tom Likas on 100.7 The Buzz Radio.
Tom Likas Show.
Fabulous.
You don't know what you're fucking with.
Just bend over that seat. Everything will be fine, we swear.
You don't know what you're fucking with. Money. You don't know what you're fucking with.
This is really fucked up before anything, right?
Yeah, right, we don't care. Go ahead and get down there.
You don't know what you're fucking with.
than they used to be.
Most guys. I'm falling asleep, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm an older guy, and I've been listening to you since you came on, and I think you're great, but there's been a few times I wanted to call up, but I'm not in the demographic. I know where I sit, so I'm listening and enjoying. If he doesn't like it, that's what the knob's for.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, so, you know, you're doing a good job, and this guy's... I don't know where his brain's at, but it's obviously...
Well, again, these are your tax dollars at work. This is what they're spending tax money on, is trying to decide whether old people have a fundamental constitutional right to call any radio program they choose.
Looking to go short, let's say at the top of wave four, you have some confirmation not only from the subdivisions of wave C, which are five waves, but the fact that it has entered the territory of the previous fourth wave of one lesser degree and is actually quite close to the termination point of the previous fourth wave of one lesser degree.
Like I care.
You don't know what you're fucking with. You don't know what you're fucking with. You don't know what you're fucking with.
Oh, man, fucking cool.
You don't know what you're fucking with.
That is some cock in the butt.
You don't know what you're fucking with.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You don't know what you're fucking with.
You like that shit?
You don't know what you're fucking with.
Oh, you mean this?
You don't know what you're fucking with.
No, bitch. You don't know who you're fucking with.
Fresh. Help us fight that second round lag.
What's that?
It's a conversational lag that often occurs after the ordering of the second round.
Oh, well, actually, Nick was just telling me about you, Roger, and your relationship with his mother.
No secret there. She's my sister.
Oh, your relationship with her, not your relationship to her.
Nick says they don't speak. Mm,
that's terrible. And you need your family.
Yeah.
What do you think happened, Nick?
Well, my mom's a lot older than Roger, like 9 years.
Well, you must have been quite the little surprise, Roger.
A 9-year gap doesn't necessarily mean an unplanned pregnancy, but apparently I did come as a bit of a surprise, yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, so that doesn't explain why you and your sister don't get along.
Let's just say we don't have much in common.
Oh. My mom said that when Roger was little, he could talk himself out of anything. You know, she said he never got in trouble even when he got caught. She said she called him Roger Dodger. Mm-hmm.
That's perfect for you.
There's nothing wrong with a high verbal ability. Nick's got it, too.
I want to be like Granddad, though. You know, he almost never talks, but when he does, everyone kind of just, like leans forward.
My dad's like that.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. The only difference being that what my father has to say is usually some kind of variation on, get me another scotch.
Like father, like son?
Yeah, like daughter.
I get
Who's daughter?
What? What do you mean, like daughter?
No joke. No, my mom keeps the bottle at the bottom of the laundry basket. She has for years.
God,
no, I mean she's not a wreck or anything. She's just what do you call it? High functioning.
Yeah, that's Susan, all right. She's always functioning at a high level.
No, she's just really high, you know.
How can you joke about that?
Oh, you can joke about anything. It has to do with yourself. It's a basic human right, isn't that right, Nick? I think that's constitutional or something. I think freedom of speech, freedom to joke.
You know what? I need the ladies' room. Let's let the boys discuss these new revelations.
Good idea.
I don't... all right.
All right.
Be careful. We'll be waiting.
You're not your other senses either. You're not the eyes seeing, the nose smelling, the tongue tasting, or the skin feeling.
You don't know what you're fucking with.
Forget it, man.
What?
Look at this guy. Look at Gina.
It's like it.
You don't know what you're fucking with. I paid you 25 motherfucking dollars.
Hey, look at the back.
Ooh.
It's a 40 karat gold plated inlaid base.
Oh, Andy, I just love it. This really means something to me. I'll always treasure it as a token.
No, you won't.
Succeed gloriously or fail magnificently.
Well, there you go.
This is for the girl who loves me. The girl who cares about me for who I am. Not what I look like. I just wanted you to know you'd be missing. You think I don't appreciate art? You think I don't understand fashion? You think I'm not hip? You think I'm pathetic? A nerd? A lard ass fatso? You think I'm shit? Well, you're wrong. 'Cause I'm champagne. And you're shit. Until the day you die. You, not me, will always be shit.
So, thank you very much. Good night. Anyway, I was in Twin Falls, Idaho, and we did the sound test about 20 minutes before I was supposed to go out, and then I'm just hanging out backstage, and I start getting kind of nervous. And so I go to the bathroom, and you can see where they're going. And fortunately, right and, before any damage was done, I realized I was still wired for sound. And then the other thing I want to mention about audio systems is I was in Syracuse, New York the other day, and...
and
we couldn't get the audio system to work, and I don't think that you can really say that you lived until you've seen a half dozen anarcho-primitivists try to handle an AV system.
Reality check, it's getting harder to find out who you work for and where some fusion is about. A tree is a forest like the one from Cure, there's no way out. Out of the green and into the black, there's no fucking doubt. Only your thoughts are left. Here is where most people cannot escape. Jump off the train, there's still a long way to ride.
Take me out tonight. There's another set of mistakes that are made when or that can't be challenged because the lawyer has no access to this information and can't challenge some of the interpretations or errors that are made in whatever is in the files that CSIS has on him. Within
whatever I
I see her, I just wanna, you know, I wanna undress her. I wanna tie her up. I wanna pump her. She screams bloody murder, and then I wanna.
They're like 150 an hour.
Yeah, well, the one I guess she's 375 an hour, but she's one of the best in the state.
As a director, I was definitely not aware.
Didn't you get the memo?
I mean, when you were saying that before, when we first are introduced to you
party's over. Get out.
Tank!
So was mine, and she was down on Boylston Street downtown. She was 150 an hour. Phone calls, it was 100, you know.
No, this woman here is specialty in child custody. That's her specialty. We're getting guardian licenses. And, you know, I love my child more than anything. Me and my girlfriend, we weren't married, but I, you know, anybody that knows me knows I'm a better parent, so it's just a total mess. But
yeah. Right, you sound like the better parent.
You know, I'm fighting for my child no matter what.
You can't win with women these days.
For they identify totally with their thoughts. They are unable to separate pure awareness from the thoughts that are its objects.
After a while, you realize that's a meaningless question. And you ask, how is it so? Well, that leads you into science and other investigations. So you want to know, what is it? I mean, this happening, this thing called existence. What?
Here's an example in the Euro, focusing in on this fourth wave here, which was making a triangle. That also, in the A wave of the triangle, entered the fourth wave, the previous fourth wave of one lesser degree.
We all go crazy once in a while.
Oh.
just sit quietly for a moment. Gather our things away from our personal paper-thin periphery of emulated virtual seeming existence, world of matter. Had to go a long way in the so-called universes to get this physical thing down. A lot of mistakes in the early years. It's considered a success now. They're lining up around orb clusters as far as the ticking metronome can cross boundaries. Way back there. To get their so-called hands on these so-called things and tighten that grip. It's a top 40 hit way back when. Still going strong today. Of course, it has stacked up on itself. Pre and post verb, the re kind. Big mixer goes all around the corner, stacking up, bussing over and bussing over and. Stack up on Route 1, round the corner, in Sector R.
I'm Batman.
Friends, when we were 17 or 18, we didn't have much of a chance to think of how we felt about a lot of things. And the next time, they're going to be looking at you. And you're going to need a lot of information to know what you're going to want to do. Because in 1985, blind faith in your leaders or in anything will get you killed. Because what I'm talking about here is...
The pride was in the chorus. The spirit in my songs, the spiritual part, the hope part, is in the choruses. The blues, right? And your daily realities and are in the details of the verses. If you look at all my songs, Badlands, Promised Land, it's the way I sing Badlands. It's the verse of Promised Land. It's the chorus of Born in the USA. The spiritual comes out in the choruses, which I got from gospel music in the church, and you know, the blues. The details of what the song is moving to transcend are almost always contained in the verses. It wasn't a big, hard decision or anything. You know, it was just like, whoa, this is, you know, if you built up any credibility, this is the time to use it. You know, this is the time to expend it. There was just no doubt about it.
Ballad of the Man in Black. It's in the Crossroads sector, number 4. We're intersecting with numbers 4. 4 directions. Zigzag back on itself. The blood and true grit of physical objects for you cowboys out there. You don't want to grow up to be. It allows for encryption and decryption. All the things. Ballad of the Man in Black. It's not number 4, but he has passed through there. On horseback, probably. Metaphorically, we don't want to actually do a Minuteman kind of existence. We pass through that very quickly. On the way to digital oneness with the genome. Testicles of mankind are in the hands of mankind. And they should be on the shaft of mankind, as it were. You get the drift. The drool. The dressage of not wiping down your mare in a barn full of stool. Ballad of the Man in Black here on New Metaphysics. Black isn't a color. You won't get sick of it like a tattoo. Will not fade away or have to. Has crossed through the crossroads. But it's not what you think. We've gone through all the layers, the levels, the tune of swimming upstream, the ache and heartache of healing the repressed, the detritus, the releasing. Some call it learning. We will call it Mission Possible, however. Not the Tom Cruise kind, thank God. In metaphysics, just a program in a sea of many programs, all running as programs will do. Cross through the dark nights of souls, heads of pins. See in the dark, around corners, dialogue with characters just created and then gone, just the heads of shafts, No balls. Nothing against the balls, however. Are necessary in a genomic virtual world. This kind.
Gentlemen, time to spread the word. And the word is panic.
Meet again on the rods. The inner kind, not the fly around corner kind. You probably haven't heard of. Since you're not probably a fully subterranean character, you're probably not fully in black. But maybe you are. This isn't a metaphysics, after all. Not for the squeamish, but for those who squeam. Especially when they see the fop of pander. Watch out when that happens. It's all around us now. In game time. All the secret occultish kinds of things shining in the midday sun, which goes 24-24.
But then she started her theme thing. I did all the cooking, the cleaning, paid all the bills. I started my own business, like I'd be home with my child like 7 days a week. I'd work 2 hours here, an hour there, 3 hours there. I'd get up in the middle of the night and go to work doing maintenance and repairs for companies just so I could be home with my child when he wakes up. So when she takes off.
Oi. Horror stories. Chapter for the powerless.
Putting guns to their heads in front of their children. Why?
New metaphysics land. Where the strange is every day, and every day is 24 hours long. And one quarter.
She's a runner, and it's over.
Overwhelming, am I not?
Box, an incredible being, more than human, more than machine. Diabolical guardian of the gateway to freedom. Or Logan and the woman who loves him.
Who
I'm holding my child.
Right.
So.
Right.
You know, it's just an awful thing. But yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah, I was gonna hop on 24 and then you know.
I'm on 24 right down to exit 5, Middlewall Rotary. Route 1820.
Yeah, I gotta go to Carver first to pick this guy up. And
seed pods, for example, out in space, lay in the path of light that eventually reaches the Earth, the light from distant stars or any source at all, they would be propelled toward it by the stream of light steadily beating against them.
Be pretty slow, though, wouldn't it?
Natural to have a sense, to want a sense of place and to feel yourself. It's natural to have a sense, to want a sense of place and to feel yourself rooted at a certain point in time. It's a part of just taking your place, which is what my music was always about. My music was, you know, born to run. They're running from something, but they're running to something, you know. And that to was always where do I live? Who am I? You know, what's my place? And my characters weren't really rebellious. I always felt they were outsiders trying to figure out how to get in. And then once and in the process, try to shape the place that they lived and worked and brought their kids up. And all my music is, hey, how do you bring your will and your abilities into the community, both real and imagined?
This play is about real estate. It's about the estate that is real that you live in, but it's about the various other places that you live in as well. And that's why Mary is taking the drugs. It's to get to other places. And frequently the line that you hear in this text is that she is leaving us. Mary is leaving us. She's getting further and further away. She says, you know, she says to James, don't leave me now, at least until one of the boys comes down. They'll all be leaving me so soon. And he says, it's you who are leaving us, Mary. And of course, that's what the drug is going to do. She's moving into the fog. She's going to become irrecoverable. And I think it's entirely appropriate that late in the play, when she is further and further gone, James actually serenades her by reading a poem that is called The Leave Taking, written by Swinburne. And it's a poem that's worth citing to you because I think it's very haunting. It's a kind of lyricism here that is not like the O'Neill language, but I think it fits in this play. Let us rise up and part, she will not know. Let us go seaward as the great winds go, full of blown sand and foam. What help is here? There is no help, for all these things are so, and all the world is bitter as a tear. And how these things are, though ye strove to show, she would not know. Let us go hence, my song, she will not hear. Let us go hence together without fear. Keep silence now, for singing time is over, and over all things and all things dear. She loves not you nor me, as all we love her. Yet though we sang as angels in her ear, she would not hear. Let us go hence, she will not see. Sing all once more together. Surely she too, remembering days and words that were, will turn a little toward us, sighing. But we are hence, we are gone, as though we had not been there. Nay, and though all men seeing had pity on me, she would not see. And it really recasts the theme of her exit, her leave-taking, and the fact that there all of the avenues of connection, hearing, seeing, all of the ways in which we are real to each other are all being erased. They're all entering the fog in this text. ¶¶
scope out who the drinkers are. Okay. Every party needs a pace car, a rabbit.
Okay.
Always look for the girls who are two drinks ahead of everybody else.
How do you do that?
Well, listen for inappropriately loud bursts of laughter, or scan the crowd for somebody spilling a drink. Check the dance floor for someone working out of their zone, elbows. And...
Yeah. Well, how about them? They seem pretty drunk.
Good afternoon.
Oh, God, this is so embarrassing. I don't know how this happened. I'm sorry.
Hey, Donna.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm well.
Good,
thanks.
Good. Listen, this is my nephew. I want to introduce Nick.
Hi.
You know, I saw you earlier at the office.
Hi, Nick.
Yeah.
Donna. Hey,
yeah, I know. I saw you there.
Nice to meet you.
Me too. Okay.
Yes. So Roger's showing you the town?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some of it.
And Nick's visiting from... So, listen, Nick, why don't you tell Donna about the little bet we got going? See you in a second.
Huh? Wait.
What bet?
Well...
What's she got you involved in?
Oh, no, it's nothing.
What's this?
What? What? Oh, man, I don't even...
You then just say, okay, it doesn't work. Absolutely, you can say that. But that's your choice then, right? That's the life you then get to live. But what if this is true? What if magic is real? And what if magic is actually science? And what if what the alchemists were doing was actually profound? And what if that was all twisted and destroyed throughout history? So that now we have a Republican view of the world. It's not a very exciting view in my opinion. Just turn television on, go through 100 channels. If that's what life has to offer, wow. That's pretty sad.
Mentioned your father was absentee a lot, and you didn't want to be that kind of father. Where was he when he was?
Oh, he was there. He was there. You know, he just wasn't there.
Just tuned out.
You know, yeah. So,
did you fight? What did you fight about when you fight?
That was probably the problem. We just innocuous things. You know, there wasn't any. It wasn't about that. You know, it wasn't about even. It wasn't some big explosive relationship. It was what it was not that was the problem. You know, a big explosive relationship almost brings with it a certain amount of somebody cares about something. So the problem is what it's not, you know. And I've had a problem with that myself, you know. It's once you make that little world in your head, it's pretty cozy in there. Except there's nobody else living in there but you. But coming out is not easy for people who've built a little kingdom in there.
And